USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reportedly authorized the killing of Iran's top general 7 months ago. That's according to an NBC News report, saying that current and former administration officials say the president would have to sign off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militia forces. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats are about to meet to decide when the Senate will get the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
In Iran, Tehran police have reportedly fired live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government yesterday. They're angry about its shootdown of a Ukrainian jet that had over 80 Iranian students on board. Witnesses say several people were wounded, and cell phone video circulated by activists shows bloodstains on the pavement. The Justice Department is expected to announce today that the government will expel over a dozen Saudi service members serving at American military bases, reportedly in connection with a Saudi Air Force lieutenant's killing of three U.S. service members during training at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida last month. At least five people were dead in separate shootings in the city of Baltimore over the weekend. 12 people were shot on Saturday alone. Police say the shootings are deeply disturbing and troubling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Taal volcano in the central Philippines coming to life and spewing ash and prompting evacuations in nearby communities. We get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Officials warn that a more powerful eruption is imminent. The volcano is located on the island of Luzon and is the country's second most active volcano. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology raised the status of the Taal volcano to an alert level 4. Due to the eruption, all flights at Ninoy Aquino International Airport are now on hold. The last major eruption of Taal occurred in 1977.
Queen Elizabeth has called a family meeting for today, as Prince Harry is to meet with her, his father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, to discuss Harry's desire, to step back from his senior role as a royal. They're scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. It appears that they're trying to work out a deal that can be the template in the future should any other member of the royal family wish to assume a non-royal life. And the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence duo are bad boys for life, it appears, ahead of the premiere of the third installment of the famous Bad Boys franchise. Bad Boys for Life, both actors given honorary titles with the Miami Police Department. Smith sharing on Instagram a series of photos and videos of him and Lawrence receiving their keys and badges. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.